From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Last month, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service began gathering information about farm economics and production practices from farmers and ranchers across the South in the third and final phase of the 2020 Ag Resource Management Survey. Anthony Perleman, director of the NASS Southern Regional Field Office, tells MorningAgClips.com, ARMS is the only survey that measures the current financial well-being of Southern producers and their households. NASS will reach out to nearly 4,000 in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina between January and March. American Robotics, a leading developer of fully automated commercial drone systems, has become the first company approved by the FAA to operate automated drones without human operators on site. American Robotics CEO Reese Moser tells AgriMarketing.com, we can now safely begin operating our automated Scout platform for the benefit of many industries, including agriculture. The real-time analytics from Scout systems empowers farmers, agronomists, and others to accurately track the health and status of their operations at levels not previously possible. BASF is arming cereal growers with a powerful new seed treatment to combat wireworms. Taraxa seed treatment will offer growers what no other current registered treatment can, wireworm mortality. Recently registered by the EPA, this new product will be available for the 2021 growing season. Wireworm larvae in different life stages are active in the wheat fields as they become pupae and adult click beetles. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.